Welcome to the English Teacher John Show. Please have a look at EnglishTeacherJohn.com. All music, introductions, and transitions are from my good friend, Martin Chenal. Good morning to all of you English learners around the world who are listening and learning with the English Teacher John Show. We now have listeners from Russia, Iran, Tunisia, Brazil, Japan, Vietnam, Turkey, France, Slovakia, Romania, Italy, Israel, Colombia, Uzbekistan, Germany, India, Algeria, Poland, Korea, Serbia, Thailand, Azerbaijan, Slovenia, Morocco, and Mexico. Please send me your name and country if I didn't mention it. Thank you all for tuning in. I'm really happy to help you in some small way with your English language learning. Please send me your comments and opinions about how I can make the podcast more useful for you. And sometimes it takes me a bit of time to reply to you, and I'm sorry about that. Today, I went to a friend's house to help him with his computer. I got on my mountain bike about 10:30 this morning. I rode down the hill, and then up the hill, and along the highway, and right through the middle of the peaceful rice fields. Wow! It was really a nice 40-minute ride to his house. At my friend's house, I helped to set up the computer. What does this mean? Well, I installed a new operating system on the computer. Mac OS, Linux, and Windows are all examples of operating systems. After that, I installed some software programs on the computer. Software programs are also called applications. So, I installed some applications on his new computer. Everything didn't go perfectly, so I had to troubleshoot a little. When things don't run perfectly on the computer, then you have to troubleshoot. Troubleshooting is the same as problem solving. You have to look in different places and try to solve problems. For me, troubleshooting is kind of fun. I really like it. So, after a few hours, we finished our computer work, and I decided to have a little recorded chat with my friend. Hey, let's listen to the interview. Does that sound like a good idea? Yeah, sounds good. Okay, here we go. Today we are talking to Martin Chenal. He's a friend of mine here in Matsumoto. And welcome, Martin.
Thank you, John, and good day to everybody out there.
Yeah, great. Thanks for giving me some time here. So, Martin, tell us a little bit about yourself. Where are you from?
Okay, I'm from Australia, from a small village called Kangaroo Ground.
Ooh, Kangaroo Ground. Sounds interesting.
It's in Victoria, in the south of Australia.
Ah, okay. And how long have you been in Japan?
Well, I came to Japan, let me think, in 2002 in March, so I've been here for about 2.5 years.
2.5 years?
No, maybe 2003 I came, so 2.5 years.
And I've been here almost 2 years. What do you do in Japan?
I'm an English teacher. I teach at a private eikaiwa, so I teach people from age 3 to 65, pretty much.
Wow, 3 to 65, the young and the old. Do you prefer teaching young people, middle-aged people, or older people?
I don't mind. As long as they're into learning English, then it's all fun.
Okay. And what things do you miss most about Australia?
Well, I guess I miss my family and friends the most.
Mm.
And a close second would be the beautiful beaches back home.
Oh, Australia is famous for beaches.
That's right, sun and surf.
I was on a few beaches about 10 years ago. I've been to Australia twice.
Okay, you've seen it for yourself.
Very nice beaches there.
Thank you.
White sand, but you have to watch out for the jellyfish sometimes.
The jellyfish and the sunburn.
And the sunburn. How about the sharks?
Not such a big problem.
Okay. Let's see. And you live in Japan now, and what do you think, what's strange about living in Japan? Are there things here that are strange or maybe that you don't really like?
Yeah, I think I'm surprised every day by the slight strangeness of things. When I first came, the language was a big problem, but I guess week by week I'm improving with that. Mm. Driving here seems similar at home, but there are kind of little differences in laws, and I think I'm usually surprised when I go to Japanese restaurants because there are a lot of different food, especially seafood, that I never ate at home, so that can be a challenge.
Mm. And do you like Japanese food?
Yeah, I love it. The only two things I don't like are sashimi, which is maybe a good thing because that's expensive.
And sashimi is what, Martin?
Raw fish.
Raw fish?
Raw fish, yeah.
Ah, the Japanese eat a lot of raw fish.
Yeah, and I never ate that back home. The other one is natto, which is, how would you explain natto? It's type of soybean product that has fermented, so it's starting to go bad, like cheese does.
A kind of fermented soybeans with a kind of sauce.
Yeah, and it has a very strong smell and strong flavor.
I eat natto sometimes. I like it, but I don't like to eat it every day.
No. I can almost eat it if I have it on toast. Then I can imagine that it's something else.
Natto and toast. Yeah. Very interesting. Martin, what are your hobbies?
Well, I have many hobbies, maybe too many, so I can't get really good at any one. It's I believe the first snows have fallen on our nearby mountain, so I'm excited about that because I love to snowboard. And John also likes to ski, the listeners may or may not know, so in a couple of months we'll be up there on the hills.
Actually, I love to ski. It is one of my favorite activities, and Martin and I have spent some good times out on the mountains in the winter.
Yes, indeed. So I'm looking forward to that. When it's not time in the snow, I really like to play music.
Ah, great. Yeah. And I have to say, Martin is a very good musician.
No.
Martin, what instruments do you play?
Okay, I have a few here, actually.
Oh, really?
As chance would have it. I play... So an acoustic guitar is a guitar with the metal strings and a wooden body. I brought this one.
It's a nice looking guitar.
Thank you. It keeps me happy. I like to try a few different instruments too. One that is always giving me problems is the Japanese flute or shakuhachi. I have one here that I picked up in Australia. It's made from bamboo, has five holes, and it plays a five-note scale.
A Japanese shakuhachi.
Yeah. I don't practice this one too much because it is very frustrating. Another instrument I like to play is this one. It is made out of a gum tree, a type of tree in Australia also called a eucalyptus.
A gum tree. I remember those. You call them gum trees in Australia.
Yeah,
I think eucalyptus.
Eucalyptus.
The more common name.
The more common name. And this instrument is actually first made by nature. Termites, little white wood-eating ants, eat out the wood of the tree. Traditionally, the native people in Australia, the Aborigines, made this instrument. It's called a didgeridoo.
Didgeridoo! I have seen a few of them around, and they have a really nice sound. So, Martin, could you play a little didgeridoo for us?
And just by the way, the Aboriginal name for didgeridoo is yidaki.
Yidaki. Sounded really good, Martin. Well, when you play... Oh, do we have another instrument? Martin is a real musician. He can play many instruments. We call that multi-talented. What do you have there, Martin?
This is a hand drum called a djembe. Djembe is traditionally made in Africa. It has goat skin on the top. And generally made out of wood. This one was made and picked up in Indonesia. Djembe.
Hey, sounds good.
Thank you.
So Martin, we've heard, the guitar, the shakuhachi, the drums.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us, what kinds of music do you like to play?
It depends a little on what instruments I'm playing. With the didgeridoo and when I play with other people, it tends to be more improvised music. So we don't have a score. We just listen to each other playing. Maybe there are a couple of didgeridoos drums and other instruments, and we kind of make it up as we go along. On guitar, if I'm playing other people's music, I guess I like folk music, maybe a bit of rock and roll, blues. And I tried to write some of my own music too, which I guess I'd call simple folk music.
Folk music, yeah. I like folk music, and I like easy rock, blues. Okay, well, Martin, I think we're going to wrap it up. Thank you very much for talking to us today.
No, thank you, and good luck with the rest of the podcast.
Okay, thank you very much. Take care, Martin.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Boy, Martin is a good musician. Don't you think? He's really a good singer, too. And I hope to have him play and sing on future podcasts. Does that sound like a good idea? I hope so. Okay, let's have a little practice.
Oh, no.
Today, I'll ask you a few questions from my interview with Martin. Can you say the answers? And please, speak out loud. I want to hear your answers. This is the time to practice your English. So, speak out loud. Be proud of your English. Say your answers so we can all hear them. Here are our questions. And I think they're very easy, maybe too easy for you. Number one. Where is Martin from? Number two. What does he miss about his home country? Number three. What instruments does Martin play? Number four. What are his hobbies? Number five. What kind of music does he like to play? Number six. Hey, how old do you think Martin is? That's the end of our questions. The answers to these questions will be in our next podcast. So please listen again to the Martin interview and try to get the answers. I will put the answers on the next podcast. Good luck! Well, that's it for today. Everyone, thank you, really thank you for listening to the English Teacher John Show. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.